Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
It is still good morning. Okay.
Yep.
We have five items of old business this morning. First item is conditional use number 1998, the application of Todd Fisher. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a self-storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewiston, Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.74 acres more or less, land lying northwest of Old Mill Road, being Route 265A, 300 feet northeast of Route 1, with a 911 address, so 16542 Old Mill Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 1, Parcel 15.02 and 15.04. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 23rd of 2014. Council held public hearing on November 18 of 2014. Planning and Zoning Commission has made their recommendation on December 11 of 2014, just last Thursday. You have before you a copy of the Commission's report on this application. On December 11, 2014, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of conditional use 1998 for Todd Fisher for a conditional use for a mini storage facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this location is not suitable for a mini storage facility. While there are some commercially used properties adjacent to this street, those properties have primary frontage on Route 1. Two, a conditional use of this type, which is essentially in the form of warehousing, is not appropriate for this location. The property is currently zoned AR1 agriculture residential, and the use of all adjacent properties and nearby properties except those with frontage on Route 1 is residential. The conversion of this property to a warehousing use is not compatible with the predominantly residential nature of this neighborhood and a residential roadway. Three, as many people testified during the public hearing, the intersection of Old Mill Road and Route 1 is already a dangerous intersection. Old Mill Road intersects with Route 1 and Nassau Road at the base of the Route 1 Nassau Bridge and is directly in line with New Road Nassau Road Yield Lane onto Route 1. Residents of the surrounding neighborhood testified that it is currently dangerous to leave Old Mill Road for access to Route 1, given the high speeds of traffic coming off the Nassau Bridge, at the same time as crossing traffic accelerating from New Road into Route 1 traffic. Four large box-like warehouse buildings are not appropriate for this site and are out of character with the residential setting of Old Mill Road. Five, a conditional use such as this is more appropriate for property that has direct frontage onto an arterial road where other commercial and business uses exist. Six, more than 30 individuals, including residents of the surrounding neighborhood, appeared in opposition to this application. A petition signed by 50 people was entered into the record. There were also 55 letters received by the county in opposition to the application. Reasons for the opposition included inconsistency with the homes in the community, the size of the facility, the volume of traffic, safety concerns, personal safety, devaluation of residential properties, and other reasons. Seven, while the property previously had a conditional use for a tennis center, the use is much different from many storage warehouse buildings. Unlike the mini storage facility, tennis facilities are often incorporated into residential uses and developments and are an amenity or activity for the surrounding residential properties. The multi-story warehouse structures proposed as part of this conditional use are neither compatible nor integrated into the residential properties along Old Mill Road. And eight, in summary, this site along this residential road is not appropriate for the proposed mini-storage conditional use. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Mm-hmm. Questions of council?
Well, I think we should vote on it.
Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.74 acres more or less.
Make a motion, we adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes, very heartily. Vote yes. I'm certainly glad that we're recognizing how dangerous that intersection is.
We're voting to approve it.
We're voting to approve it.
I'm voting yes.
To approve it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You want it approved?
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Voting yes. And what did I say? No?
No, ma'am. You're fine.
Don't pick on the woman in at the county council, please. All right. Voting yes. And I'm glad that dangerous intersection is mentioned in this testimony. It's very important, and I also recommended to us by the commission 5-0, and I like their reasons. They did a good job.
Cole,
I'm going to vote no because I support planning and zoning's recommendations. It's not a suitable location. It's out of character in an AR district.
Wait a minute.
And the intersection is dangerous. And there's 150,000 square feet of warehouse space will be out of character. So my vote will be no, not with support of the planning and zoning's recommendations.
Thank my you, vote is not to.
Mrs. Deaver,
not
we're taking a vote. We'll get back to you in a second, okay? You voted once.
You know, you voted yes. Well,
twice, Joe.
The yes is meant to go along with planning and zoning.
Mr. Phillips,
could I yield my...
Sure you can.
To Ms. Deaver.
Mrs.
To make
Deaver,
her correction.
Will yield back to you? You may change your vote if you choose to.
Well, my vote was to go along with planning and zoning. Well,
they said no.
Your vote was a yes. The motion was to approve it, and your vote was yes.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
You should change that now to a no.
No, I don't vote to approve it. No.
Okay, Mrs. Deaver now votes no. Mr. Phillips,
I'll also vote no, based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, of public testimony, and the reasons given.
Mr. Wilson.
I actually thought Joan was going to vote different than me for one time, but anyway, I vote no according to planning and zoning.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendation, and I'm going to vote no, motion defeated. Next.
Thank you.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes, ma'am.
Are those insults going to have to keep up? Like,
insults,
I
ma'am.
Thought Joan was going to vote this way this time. Is that going to keep up?
I don't know, Mrs. Deaver. I don't know. We'll have that conversation off record here. Next, Mr. Lang.
Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 1999, the application of Hopkins Farm Creamery Incorporated. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a barbecue vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 73 acres, more or less, land lying southwest corner of U.S. Route 9, Lewis-Georgetown Highway, also known as Seashore Highway, and Route 261, Dairy Farm Road, with a 911 address of 18186 Dairy Farm Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 10, Parcel 51. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on October 23rd, 2014, we have before you again the record of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. At that meeting, the applicant did not appear. There was no record of support for the application. The chairman addressed twice to request testimony in support and received none. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this recommendation to the council with the, that this application be denied due to the lack of record of support, since no one appeared on behalf of the application, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of the record, the county council public hearing was on November 18th of 2014.
Mr. Moore, you have some findings?
Yes, would you like me to read this?
Our meeting?
Short, yes, and I'll read the short title and then the proposed findings.
Thank you, sir.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a barbecue vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 73 acres more or less, with the following reasons and conditions. A, this is the application of Hopkins Farm Creamery, Inc. to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a barbecue vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 73 acres, more or less land lying southwest corner of U.S. Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, a.k.a. Seashore Highway, and Road 261, Dairy Farm Road, 911 address, 18186 Dairy Farm Road, Lewis, Delaware, tax map ID 334-1051. B, council found that Dell.com commented that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the current level of service B of Sweetbriar Road from Beaver Dam Road to U.S. Route 9 may change to level service C. C, council found that the Sussex Conservation District commented that the applicant will be required to follow the recommended erosion sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, that it is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that there are no tax ditches are affected. D, council found that the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division commented that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. E, based on testimony at the public hearing before Sussex County Council, council found that Walter Hopkins Jr. was present on behalf of the application of Hopkins Farm Creamery, Inc., and he stated they plan to have a barbecue operation in conjunction with the ice cream operation at the dairy farm, that the barbecue operation will be located approximately 200 feet south of the ice cream operation in the parking lot, that they propose a food truck slash trailer that would be mobile, that they do not propose to take it off site, although they would have that option, that they propose to use the same entrance, same parking, the same hours of operation as the ice cream operation, and that they propose to serve lunch only. F, council found that there is room for the use on the site, that there will also be room to pull off Road 261, Dairy Farm Road, to access the food vendor, that the use is appropriate in this location next to U.S. Route 9, Seashore Highway, and Road 261, Dairy Farm Road, and it is on property that is zoned AR1 agricultural residential, that the conditional use is in accordance with the comprehensive development plan and is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County, and that the conditional use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community or area roadways and traffic. G, council found that no parties appeared in opposition to this application. H, based on the record created before council and from the agencies, the conditional use is approved subject to the following conditions, which will serve to minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. One, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements or obtain appropriate approvals from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. Two, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including the entrance to and from Road 261, Dairy Farm Road. Three, any trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. Four, there shall be permitted one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size. Five, bathroom/sanitation facilities shall be provided on the site. Six, the hours of operation for the food truck shall be the same as or less than the hours of operation for the Hopkins Farm Creamery ice cream business, which is located on the same site. Seven, the applicant shall obtain all agency approvals for the food service operations prior to final site plan approval. Eight, since a food truck/trailer is proposed, it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment prior to the Commission's review of the final site plan. Nine, the final site plan for this use, including the location of the food truck, any bathroom/sanitation facilities, driveways, entrances, and parking and picnic tables shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Pleasure, Council.
I think we should vote on that.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use 1999.
Yeah, I've got some questions.
With conditions and
with the conditions as read by Mr. Moore. Question, Mrs. Deaver.
This is the first time since I've been here that Planning and Zoning has had a no-show and recommended a denial. I'm hoping that there's no shadow on what we do here.
But they had no choice because they had no record.
I understand,
record,
but the no-show is not going to be a problem, is it?
No. And they did show at this hearing.
Right, absolutely.
And just as the council is free to take any recommendation from Planning and Zoning where you've voted differently than Planning and Zoning has in the past, you can here as well.
We had some recent no-shows, and it was very complicated. But that was at county council.
That's correct.
You mentioned a couple of they propose and this, that, and the other. Did you mean for that to be they propose to serve lunch? Is that they're going to be held to that or what?
That was part of the findings.
The
itself.
Findings.
The conditions.
So it's not a condition.
The
actually.
Conditions mm-hmm. were the H1 through 9 right. that I read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would vote for everything that you, yes, vote yes.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Reasons?
Mr. Moore just read them.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh. I'll vote yes. I support Planning and Zoning's reasons as well as the information that Mr. Moore, our county attorney, has provided us with. How many was there conditions? Nine?
Eight? The conditions, nine? There were nine conditions.
With the nine conditions as read by county attorney.
Mr. Phillips?
Although, yes, based on the information we received at the council hearing, it's understandable why Planning and Zoning voted no, but it is a good application and appropriate.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. On the basis of Mr. Moore, of what he read to us.
I also agree with Mr. Moore's the findings of fact that he was presented and the conditions placed on it. I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Lang.
Thank you. Next application is conditional use number 2000, the application of David Venture, LLC. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a facility for wedding ceremonies and receptions to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.683 acres more or less. Land lying at the southwest corner of Warrington Road, being Road 275, and Old Landing Road, being Road 274, with a 911 address of 35060 Warrington Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 12, Parcel 121.01. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on November 13, 2014. Council held public hearing on December 2nd, 2014. Commission made their recommendation on December 11th of 2014. For the benefit of the record, you have before you a copy of the Commission report for that public hearing. On December 11th, 2014, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of Conditional Use 2000 for Job Adventure LLC. For a facility for wedding ceremonies and receptions based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is currently approved for use for a bed and breakfast. The owners are seeking to have weddings on the site as part of the bed and breakfast operation. Two, the use will be limited in scope. and will not require any additional permanent structures on the property. 3, the use of the site for outdoor weddings and receptions on a limited basis is not inconsistent with the surrounding residential uses. 4, with the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. 5, several neighboring property owners appeared in support of the application. 6, the use is a benefit to Sussex County residents and visitors by providing an affordable location for wedding receptions in a convenient area near hotels, shopping, and restaurants. 7, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than 25 events per year shall occur. Events shall include activities occurring over more than one day if they are for the benefit of the same host, guest, or client. And for example, a rehearsal dinner on Friday, a wedding on Saturday, and a Sunday brunch all count as a single event. If a tent is required for the event, tent setup may occur 2 business days prior to the event, and removal must occur within 2 business days after the event. B, no more than 125 guests, not including staff, shall be permitted at any event. All events shall conclude no later than 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturdays. Events held on Sundays through Thursdays shall conclude no later than 9 p.m. D, music or similar entertainment is permitted. The area set aside for a stage location shall be generally shown on the final site plan. E, portable toilet facilities may be permitted during any event as needed. They must be delivered no more than 2 days prior to the event and removed no later than 2 days after the event. The general location of the portable toilets must be shown on the final site plan, and the location must be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, subject to the final site plan approval, at least 12 parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. No parking shall be permitted along Warrington Road or Old Landing Road. G, no drop-offs or pickups of guests or staff shall occur on either Old Landing Road or Warrington Road. All vehicles must be required to pull into the site. No vehicle shall be permitted to back out onto Old Landing Road or Warrington Road. H, the interior drive and parking area shall contain sufficient space for vehicles and shuttle buses to turn around completely on the site. I, all entrance locations must be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. J, to ensure that traffic and associated parking with the events are not adversely affecting area roadways or the community, this use and its site plan shall be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission 5 years after final site plan approval is granted. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Thereby, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
I have some questions.
Question,
about
Mrs. Some of Deaver.
That no drop-off or pick-up, I think they're talking about you'll have to pull into the drive, then turn around and come back out.
That's correct.
Why couldn't people pull off in, on the shoulder and pick up and drive? I mean, it doesn't seem, it kind of seems.
If they pull off on the shoulder, they're actually in the right-of-way of route, or Old Landing Road or Warrington
Road.
Not
in front
they're
of the
not
driveway.
On the property.
Not in front of the driveway.
If the driveway, the driveway's got to be established that it's sufficient enough to handle traffic going in both directions. So it's going to have to be widened.
Right, but what I'm saying is at the end of the driveway, you're prohibited from stopping there, driving somebody off.
You've got to be able and turn around in on the property. You pull in and you pull out. You don't back out into a public road.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about driving, getting off the road at their driveway, dropping or whatever, picking up a person, and then getting back onto the road.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying
the shoulder's part of the
right away.
So we can't allow that.
No, but basically the roadway at Warrington Road where the driveway is, the pavement section, approximately 15 feet in, which is grass, and only their entrance is still part of the state right away.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Right. So it has to be internal on the site. You have to be able to pull in, and you don't allow commercial parking to back out into a public road.
No, I'm not talking about backing out at all. You know,
I understand. You're saying just pull up, stop.
That's all, you know. Okay, I was hoping to get rid of that one.
You'd bottleneck the entrance if you did that.
I know. But it's also tough to get in there and turn around every single time just to drop off one person. Okay.
Any more questions?
No.
Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a facility for wedding ceremonies and receptions to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.683 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 6 given by planning and zoning, with conditions 7A through K.
Pleasure, Council.
Vote.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt conditional use 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and for the reasons given and with the conditions stated.
Mr. Cole.
I'm going to vote no, because I'm very familiar with this old landing road and that intersection, which is a four-way stop. The site is only 1.6 acres. There's only parking available there for the bed and breakfast, which has been approved. There is no other space. The size of the property just is not conducive to having large gatherings. So I think it would be irresponsible for Sussex County Council to rely on satellite parking and shuttling to accommodate this use. The intersection is dangerous. It's got high traffic counts. It leads to a lot of congestion. Cars are backing up at that four-way stop, taking turns throughout the summer season. And then when I listened to the conditions as proposed by P&Z, I felt that the most of them were unenforceable or very difficult to enforce. So how we will be able to monitor number of events, how we'll be able to enforce the parking and the turnarounds and all that stuff, it's just trying to squeeze too much into a small box. So my vote will be no, and that's it.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Phillips.
It's rare that I agree with Mr. Cole, but in this case, he is accurate. This is a very small parcel for what is being proposed. In recognition of the time, I won't repeat verbatim everything he said, but I do agree with everything he said for the record, and my vote is no.
Mr. Wilson.
My vote is no also. I believe the area is way too small. And how are we going to monitor all these people, how they turn around, how they back up or whatever? And I think they just need a bigger area.
It does seem like it's an awful small site to do all the things they're trying to do on this thing. And I don't think some of these things are certainly going to be enforceable. We don't have any event police or that kind of stuff. So I think it's a good idea, but I think that's a wrong small location to try to do it in. So I'm going to vote no, agreeing with what Mr. Cole said. Motion defeated. Next, Mr. Lang.
Next item is conditional use number 2001, the application of Christine Abramowitz to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a veterinary practice to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32,671 square feet, more or less, land lying southeast of Old Mill Road, being Road 265A, 1,900 feet northeast of Route 1, being Coastal Highway, and with an address of 16403 Old Mill Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map number 1, parcel number 23. This application was heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission on November 13th of 2014. The Council on December 12th of 2013, the Commission made their recommendation on December 11th of 2014. For the benefit of the record, I have before you a copy of the Commission's report. On December 11, 2014, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of conditional use 2001 for Christina Abramowitz for a veterinary practice based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located within an entirely residential location. The proposed use is inconsistent with the residential surroundings. Two, he does not want to start a trend of small businesses locating in this otherwise residential neighborhood. There are other locations for small businesses with the possibility of expansion on properties that are more appropriate for business uses or are already zoned for business uses. Three, many parties from the neighborhood appeared in opposition to the conditional use, expressing concerns about the traffic generated by it, the incompatibility with the neighborhood, concerns about the number of animals that could be seen at the facility being incompatible with the residential area, concerns about the property losing its appearance as a residential structure within the otherwise residential neighborhood, and other issues. During the public hearing, 17 people were present in opposition to the application from the neighborhood. While there were people on the record in favor of the application, none of them were from the residential neighborhood surrounding the site. For while this could be a home occupation that does not require conditional use, the information in the record does not clearly support that possibility. For example, the applicant stated that she has an intern working with her, which is not permitted as a home occupation. Also, based upon the applicant's plans for the property, it was unclear whether she intended to reside there full time. The information that was provided about the applicant's business plan was also unclear, with the possibility of business growth and expansion exceeding what is permitted as a home occupation. Five, to summarize, he is concerned that the approval of a conditional use for a veterinary practice at this site, even with conditions, would create problems in this residential neighborhood. Even if the commission imposed restrictive conditions on the use, it would lead to future problems as a veterinary practice becomes more popular and expands. It is more appropriate for this use to be started in an appropriate location from the beginning, where it can reasonably expand under appropriate zoning and a location that is suitable for future expansion. Mr. Johnson stated that the application differs from some applications. There is a volunteer student intern who is not paid. The lot is not in a subdivision. The lot fronts a public road. The use should qualify as a home occupation since the applicant is residing there and there are no employees. The use should be a low impact since there are no housed animals and since it is a residential use. Mr. Robertson advised the commission that the definition of a home occupation references that the use shall be operated solely by a member or members of a family residing on the premise. Mr. Smith agreed with Mr. Burton's comments. Mr. Ross agreed that the code must be complied with. Mr. Wheatley agreed that Mr. Johnson referenced that the use could be considered as a home occupation, and also agreed with Mr. Burton that the commission has had a long-standing policy that conditional uses are not typically approved in subdivisions. The motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-2, with Mr. Johnson and Mr. Wheatley opposing the motion. So I stand corrected on my, when I first read, it wasn't carried unanimously, it was carried 3-2.
3-2.
Any question, Mr. Blank?
I don't know just how to say this. I heard what they said about the possibility of her operating as a business at home, whatever. And I know that that's not the issue at this point, but I do agree with that. I'd like to see her maybe go through that process. But that would not be anything that I put into my vote. And that's what I'm
correct.
Assuming. But it's, I'm just noting that I heard it, and but I think we should go ahead and vote on this.
Thank you. Any more questions, Mr. Lank?
Well, I guess I am leaning toward opposing planning and zoning's denial. The problem we have, if there is a consensus of at least three of us to go in that direction, is there is currently no findings or conditions that are prepared in the affirmative. I'm leaning toward suggesting we defer this to give our legal staff time to prepare those two, but if we do it, I won't be here to vote on it, and it could cause this thing to have to go back through a public hearing process if you wanted to have Mr. Arlett's participation.
Then we don't need to do this.
I don't think we should. I don't think we should tie it to this.
With that said, I suppose I would make an amendment, because it is being presented in the affirmative, that the conditions be placed on this as an amendment to that original motion, that there shall be only one student volunteer who is not paid. We do need to maybe note that this lot is not in a subdivision, as planning and zoning suggested in their findings and discussions, that the lot fronts a public street. This could qualify as a home occupation since the applicant is residing there, but by having it as a conditional use, we have greater authority in protecting the community. And it's a low impact use, since there's no housed animals there, nor should there be, as I would suggest is one of the conditions. Those are my thoughts. Now, whether or not there's three votes to support this application with those findings and conditions, I don't know.
Well, the conditions would sort of have to be, I mean, written up by somebody to present. I mean, do you think is there time to do that today, or is that there's tomorrow? I'm leaning at you, I guess.
With Mr. Blank, I suspect that we could take a few moments to come up with some conditions. However, the findings, as Mr. Phillips just stated in his presentation, if we read the short title with those findings, and then we could possibly vote on that, subject to findings being, conditions being added. Or it could be deferred or towards the end of the meeting now, and have some conditions written. However, it would take a little bit of time to come up with some conditions.
I hear what you're saying, but I think you should not mix it, the one use with the other, and I think we should get this one voted on and out of the way. And if she's going to apply for the other kind, at business at home, that's a different issue, because we had a lot of testimony against this.
Business at home would not come before us. That would be handled by Mr. Lank.
Correct.
At his office.
Right. But I'm just saying, I don't want to tie that to this legally. I don't want to require her to have to do that as far as our decision here.
I don't think we are.
It sounds like we have two options to me. Either defer this till January 6th, or we have the option to vote on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning.
Yes. We would vote on it in the affirmative, as we did the earlier one. If anyone wanted to vote against that or for the motion, they could vote for the motion. Mm-hmm. And indicate that based on the reasons that they had said, they could also add conditions. When they voted, that would be for certain things, such as no more than one animal at the property at any given time, that there be no overnight housing of the of any of the animals on the property, and that there be no type of boarding inside or outside on the property.
All right, I'll just to get move this on. How about if we just make a motion to defer? I'll make a motion to defer but keep in mind, the new member will not be able to vote.
Correct.
And that it'll be just four members, and it takes three affirmative votes to pass something. So 2-2 does not win.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to defer until January 6th.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver seconds it. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to vote no, and the reason is that this application was made during this year, during my term. It seems only fair to the applicant that this be voted on while we have our full council here, rather than putting it into almost a limbo state legally, in my opinion, later on. But if we vote no, excuse me, if we vote no to defer, we can make a motion after that vote is done to work on this with conditions and pass it today, correct?
You could have your findings as to the reasons that you're voting yes, and then you could ask that it be subject to conditions that would come back before council. Mr. Lank, I'm doing this kind of quickly off the top of my head. I've not had one personally that we've done that way. Have you seen any that the council then voted at later time for conditions?
We have deferred in the past to allow legal counsel and staff to prepare findings for consideration at a future date.
Right.
Doing the same day, I don't believe so, but okay. Mm-hmm. That would be years past probably.
Okay. So I'll vote no in lieu of a motion to come that will vote on the application subject to conditions and findings being approved at a later date. My vote is no on deferring.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, her own testimony, says she only does one dog at a time. She has a big day when she has six dogs. She says, and with six dogs, at the most, you're going to have six automobiles, six vehicles. How can you call it effective traffic? How can traffic be a problem? I don't see that. No dogs are left overnight. There's no holding pens. Actually, this is a home that's got a dog comes in, and most people has a dog in their home. I've gone to homes that had two or three dogs. So I'm going to vote no.
I'm going to vote yes to defer.
Mm-hmm. Three yeses.
I don't think we have time to have that legal counsel draw up findings or conditions.
That's right.
So we'll move forward. Next.
The next application is conditional use 2002, the application of Beach Bum Distilling, care of I-3A. On November 20, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a distillery with tours, tasting, and retail to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis Henry Hovith 100, Sussex County. On a parcel containing 24,523 square feet, more or less, for land lying at the southeast corner of Nassau Road, Route 14, and New Road, Road 266, with a 911 address of 32191 Nassau Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 5, Parcel 74.01. Again, before you, you have a copy of the Commission's report. On November 20, the Commission did defer action. On December 9th, the Council did hold their public hearing. On December 11th, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 2002 for Beach Bum Distillery for a distillery with tours, tasting, and retail sales based upon a record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the location of the site is zoned C1 General Commercial. The C1 zoning district is appropriate for this type of use and the conditional use. Two, the conditional use will be on a small scale as proposed by the applicant and will be housed within an existing building on the site. Three, the proposed conditional use will not adversely impact neighboring or adjacent properties or uses, and several letters were received by the county supporting the proposal. There was also testimony that the use of the small distillery would enhance the other uses that currently exist at the corner of New Road and Nassau Road. Mm-hmm. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed conditional use. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a distillery with tours, tasting, and retail sales to be located within the existing building on the site. B, the proposed use shall comply with all parking requirements associated with it. The parking required by Sussex County Code shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan. C, the final site plan shall clearly show the location of all shipping deliveries associated with the use, The location shall be placed so that it does not interfere with neighboring roadways or parking for this use or other uses on the property. D, as stated by the applicant's representative, there shall be no on-premise sales of alcoholic beverages, but tasting will be permitted. All sales shall be for off-premise consumption only. E, only alcoholic beverages distilled on the site can be sold at the site. F, the use shall comply with all requirements of the state and county for distilling operations, including requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding wastewater collection, conveyance, and disposal associated with the process. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Question to Mr. Lank.
So they can sell bottled liquor as long as it was made there, is that correct?
That's the way it was proffered, and that's the way it was conditioned.
Okay,
correctly.
Gotcha. Right.
It's not basically...
They're not bringing in other brands.
Liquor store selling all different brands.
Right.
It's just for what they prepare on premise.
And from what we say here, what if a group of five wanted to come in? I mean, is that going to be a problem? I mean...
Well, there could be groups.
Yeah, okay.
It might be a club that decides they want to go tour.
That's what I was...
And it is permitted, and the parking will have to be prepared to accommodate.
But, yeah, okay, fine. Thank you.
Any more questions, Mr. Lank? Mr. Moore, read your title, please.
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a distillery with tour/tasting/retail to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,523 square feet, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning 1-4 with the conditions 5A-G.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Yep,
motion
second.
Mr. Moore, second Mrs. Deaver to approve conditional use 2002.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote to approve, and it's a conditional use under the commercial zoning that they already had. But planning and zoning has really done a good job on their reasons and their conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes to support the planning and zoning recommendations.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, this might be my last vote, and it's not going to be one in support of a distillery. I'll vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
Not voting.
Okay. With conditions placed on it by planning and zoning recommendations, I'll vote yes. Motion approved.
And thank Mr. You. President, the let the record state that it was Mr. Cole made the motion, not Mr. Moore.
You're correct. You're correct. You'd like to sometimes, I'm sure.
That's right.
Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Mr. President, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 20,271 square feet, more or less, and it is in Mr. Cole's district number 4.
No, I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to modify condition numbers 1, 4, 13, and 17 imposed on ordinance number 1770 for change of zone number 1554, the application of Marine Farm LLC for the Coastal Club, an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plan community, and to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plan community to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for a 13.425 acres, more or less, portion of the property, and it's in Ms. Deaver's.
And that is council. Coastal Club, I was talking about.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I'll introduce it.
Ms. Deaver introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
This bill is brought before council. Mr. Guy.
Is this time for your... Here he comes.
Paul Rieger.
Good afternoon. Paul Rieger. Basically, it's back to public and commercial with the restrictions to the animals and with the zoning again. And that two-thirds acre, or whatever, the three-quarters acres that one of your things had today, can you put, like, on your, with your county code, can somebody just tell me if I'm correct on this one? They could put their four horses, four cows, eight goats, eight sheep, eight pigs, 100 chickens, technically on that two-thirds acre. Any resident in the AR or general residential, if public residents can do this, I would think that in a commercial, you couldn't get a building on there because you need a bigger setback from the side, so you have more restrictions. I just think that if you're looking at the animal counts, it's illogical. It does not make no sense at all. But I think there is a myth in the county as far as that people look at it and say they can and they can't have it. But on that 1 acre, am I correct in saying that all those animals could be put on there by the county? And I'm not talking about with DenRec. I'm just talking about the county. If the county would have an objection to that amount of animals on one lot at two-thirds.
We'll refer that question to Mr. Blank later on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good point.
Good thought.
That was the only one we had. Okay.
Don't mind saying something if you don't mind.
Mr. Phillips, my goodness, yes, sir. You have been here for a good period of time.
16 years.
Thank you for your service very much. But please, sir, the microphone is yours.
I have not prepared anything. I will say that this morning after I got out of the shower and started dressing, I got just a terrible, terrible stomach ache, and I was just bent over with a knot in my stomach, and I can only attribute it to the notion that today is my last day on county council after so many years. It has been, during the course of this meeting, a great joy to see familiar faces slipping into council. It was great to see Dale here early and his state representative son, Tim. And then just, I can't name everybody. Everybody in this room means so much to me. Seeing Bob Stickles and knowing the history that Bob and I have with this council. A funny story, I don't know if you'll believe me, but I got elected back in 98. And it was just a few days, maybe a week or 10 days later, we were in this time where the days are still getting shorter. The daylight savings time has kept the days dark early. And I went out to the mailbox at like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and it was almost dark. And the mail had not come yet. So I decided just to sit there and wait for the mail lady. And around the corner came some headlights and started slowing down. And then pulled into the driveway, and it was Mr. Bob Stickles. And I'm not sure if he was there just to scope me out, because I'd be getting sworn in a month or two, but it was so nice to see him that day and to be able to kind of say, I'm looking forward to working with you. And although we butted heads so much, and Dale can attest to this, Bob Stickles is just a great administrator for this county. He had this county first in his heart. He worked so hard to make sure that the council members were treated fairly. I was in the minority, and so many times I felt like I would not get a fair shake if it wasn't for Bob Stickles. Now, that may have been a misimpression, because later on, even when Bob left, Dale and the other boys were here, I was getting a fair shake. But right from the beginning, it felt like Bob Stickles was going to be just the most professional person that he could be and give me my allotted time, give me the respect that an elected official should have. And it was a great run that he had. Felt like a great run that I've had. I just, I can't even, yeah.
We were the only Republicans.
Well, now you say
George, she better jump in. Well,
where's George?
George.
I'm glad Stickles is no longer with the county. You go.
I mean, again, as I look around the room, it just fills my heart with joy to know that people like you care about me. I know this issue has been beaten like a dead horse, but when I was injured and in the hospital, it was so many of you that prayed me up out of that hospital bed. I was paralyzed. The doctors really did not know if I would ever walk again. And they were getting no sensations in my feet and my legs. I was dead from the waist down, internally as well. My plumbing was broke beyond repair. And I just got so many prayers through electronic media and then a wave of prayers in the mail. And just day by day, I felt God's hand in it all. And it was because so many people were praying for me that I was allowed to recover like I have. And I'm still recovering, but it's just been a great blessing to know that God is alive and Jesus Christ is there. If you only ask for him, he will be there for you. And you can have peace, you can have joy, you can have eternal life. I think I'll stop there. There's no way I can cry because I'm looking around at just so many beautiful faces, and it would be a disservice to have any emotion other than joy right now. So I think there's some food on the way.
But there's one thing I could say, Vince.
Oh, okay.
You can't imagine me saying anything, but anyway, Dave and I, we drove up to Philadelphia and saw Vance take his first steps after his accident. So I thought that was pretty unique that we got to see that. And, of course, I've been praying for Vance every day so that he would get much better and use his wisdom, years of experience. Actually, you know, he's been here twice as long as I have and somewhat more. So I sort of looked to him as a newcomer on the block to see what his opinion was. Didn't always vote with him, but I really used his help, and I'm sure going to miss him, and I'm going to look forward to working with Bob that's come on. So anyway, there's Bob, there's Mr. Conaway and the other two administrators back there, so it's good to see both of you. And Sandy, it's good to see you.
I'd just like to say I like it. I always like it when Vance agrees with me, and especially on the last day that Vance is leaving, he's agreed with me, and I want everybody to remember this. This is a historic moment. Thank you, Vance.
That's true. It is historic.
As they've said, certainly thank you for all the years you've served this county and served it well. And I certainly enjoyed some of your guidance over my 6 years here. Look forward to your friendship future. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now adjourned.